Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Lieutenant Roger McCourt of the Salvation Army in Eureka for today's community comment. I lost a friend to his addictions last week. To be clear, when I say that I lost him, I don't mean that he's been misplaced. That happens, since often those who lose control of their addictions destroy the relationships that might help them reestablish that control. When I say that I lost him, I mean that his substance abuse ended his life, as it had threatened to so many times before. I wish this was the first time I could say that about a friend of mine, but it's not. I've spent a good portion of my adult life working with people in various stages of recovery or relapse. Unfortunately, it often seems easier to numb the pain of life than to face it. For those who have succumbed to addiction in the past, the lure of that bottle or that blunt can be hard to handle on their own. Sometimes they cry out for help, but others they don't. Perhaps they're embarrassed or ashamed. Perhaps they believe that this time they'll be able to just use the alcohol or drugs to take the edge off and then escape. Or perhaps they're just tired, and the thought of forgetting their problems for an hour or two is too attractive to turn away from. I'm angry about my friend. His death was unnecessary. No one should ever lose their life to substance abuse. There are a thousand ways to get that rush of a high without drinking, lighting up, or putting a needle in your vein. A picture posted of my friend reminded us of a group trip to Yosemite, hiking up a mountainside to look over a waterfall into the valley below. That experience of being with friends in nature, he said, was greater than the best chemical buzz he'd ever experienced. The same could be said about a good workout, an intense film, or dancing to a vibrant beat beneath the hypnotic lights of a busy club. The world God created has a thousand ways to live life to the fullest, but my friend chose instead to reach for something that he knew could do no more than numb his senses for an hour or two, if he was lucky. Well, this time he wasn't lucky. Now he'll never experience life again. There was help available, and he knew it. He'd been in recovery before climbing back off the wagon. He had a whole network of people he could have called to help divert him. Friends who would have reminded him that there were other ways to go. Family who would have taken him anywhere to keep him sober. People who really understand the pressures, the cravings, and the temptation around addiction, alcohol, and drugs. But what all this mind-altering junk steals from us is the truth that those people exist. It replaces that with the lie that we are alone. Ironically, that's the one experience that we all have in common, the sense that we are alone. It's a lie that crosses every gender and ethnic boundary and makes us afraid to reach out, even when we need to. I beg you, don't be like my friend. Believe me when I say that you are not alone. Reach out to someone in your life for help. And if you really can't or won't, then reach out to me. I'll help or find someone close to you who will. I don't want to lose anyone else. Grace and peace to you. This has been Lieutenant Roger McCourt for today's KINS Community Comment.
Community comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.